July 4th, the birthday of our nation, an opportunity for us to recognize the blessings we have on our nation and to pray for our nation and for one another and to take stock. How are we doing? How are we doing as a nation? Well, right now we are emerging from the pandemic, but COVID still lingers in our neighborhood. This past week, three of our team tested positive for COVID, including Father Gallo, Sister Olga, and Sister Lucero. It bypassed me this time, thank goodness. The strangest thing for me was, though, if you guys remember 2 years ago, on June 29th to the day, was when five of us here in the parish tested positive. Me, Father Froy, Father Jose, Sister Olga, Sister Lucero, there were five of us, all tested positive on the same day. And here we are 2 years later, supposedly coming out of the pandemic, and on the same day, those three tested positive. Well, the bishop was supposed to come last Thursday and do confirmations, and I called him up and I said, I have a deal for you. Why don't you stay away? And he said, thank you, I delegate you. So I had an opportunity to do the confirmations on Thursday evening. July 2020 was a tough month for all five of us. The difference this time around is that the COVID appears to be more contagious, but faster moving and a whole lot less severe. So it looks like it's going to be about a 48-hour flu or something like that, depending upon the person's underlying health. But it's evolving like a flu now. Father Gallo is right back at it again, and you'll see the sisters soon, I'm sure. I'm not as concerned today as I was then 2 years ago about the virus. 2 years ago, the level of fear was much higher. We didn't know what we were getting into. And nobody knew, not the press, the government, nobody knew what was going on. And so the fear factor was really high. Well, we know a lot about COVID now. We've had a lot of personal experience, and it's no longer an unknown serious concern like it was 2 years ago, but we have to be careful. My greatest concern is not the virus. My greatest concern is how we dealt with the virus. I think we're going to be judged by how we dealt with the virus, with severe lockdowns and their consequences. We know now that those lockdowns were not very effective. If you look at states that had serious lockdowns and compare them to states without, the experience of the disease was pretty much the same, except those other states remained active and active employment and things kept moving forward. And now we're hearing more and more about countries that did not lock down, that the countries are a lot healthier as they move through. They had the same amount of disease and deaths that we have experienced. So the lockdowns don't look like they contributed much. We shut down schools. We shut down churches. We shut down entire industries. We saw unemployment raise. Many of those businesses, particularly the family-owned businesses, will never open again. States and countries that didn't lock down had similar disease, but their social outcomes are different. They didn't suffer those lockdown-related issues. There were worse effects that resulted from shutting down, and we're seeing those unfold now. We're seeing economic and social issues related to the lockdowns. We're the shortages, the supply chain issues, the empty shelves, the unemployment, economic problems that would not have been so severe if we had not shut down the economy, the schools and the churches and so many businesses. For me personally, even more concerning as a pastor is what happened to our children and many adults. We human beings are social creatures. We worship together. We study together. We learn together. We do things together. Even education in a classroom has a huge impact on how the children respond to the education. They spur each other on. They compete with each other. They help each other. They grow together. We're seeing things, though, that concern me greatly and should concern our community. We're wrapping up our season of First Confessions, First Communions, Confirmations. The last one was Thursday for us in the Confirmations. And what we're seeing is disturbing. So we have hundreds of kids going through sacraments. And all of them have to go to confession, either first confession or confession prior to the sacrament. I'm seeing fourth and fifth graders. Imagine a fourth or fifth grader today was in first grade when the economy shut down, when the pandemic caused the shutdowns. So we're now two and a half, going on 3 years into that experience. And those first graders who are now fourth and fifth graders can't read. They have poor interacting skills. They don't respond. They don't seem to listen. They don't pay attention. They don't focus. They've been in their homes for a long time with screens, looking at screens, and you see them, their behaviors are not like they were pre-pandemic. And often the children have not developed social skills and they find conversation awkward. Hi, this is wonderful, your first confession. Congratulations. What would you like to confess? Huh? You came here for your confession, right? Confession? This didn't happen once. This happened over and over and over and over again. Some cases I would call the mother in and I'd say, I can't tell you about the conversation, but would you go outside with them, please, and prepare them for their confession? Maybe they don't know an Our Father. They don't know a Hail Mary. They can't read the prayer cards we have, and they're fourth or fifth graders. This is going to affect us. We're going to pay for this. Now, I have to make a comment. We have not experienced the same thing with our Catholic school kids. We have 155 kids in Catholic schools, and the Catholic schools never missed a beat. They kept things going. The classes didn't shut down. They shut down right in the beginning, and then they opened back up again. And our kids in Catholic school are not showing those same traits. But by far and away, the majority of the kids here are public school kids. And we need to be concerned because this is going to roll right into middle school, high school, teen years. We need to know what's going on. These kids are far behind in their human development. They're testing. There was an article in the newspaper today that the Austin Public School kids are testing way behind in math and reading compared to the scores pre-pandemic. So there's a measurable difference. We're seeing a lot of problems also with older people, adults, marital issues, sexual issues, like an epidemic of pornography use in men and women, surprised me. These are serious behavior issues. The depression, a lot of depression. These things are emerging and very concerning. We have to confront them. We have to recognize them. We have to pray about it. We have to be concerned. This is not normal. This is post-pandemic. It's not normal to shut people in and limit human contact and socializing. We've known that throughout the history of our country, just with people who come out of prisons, that they're not prepared for that socialization. I am concerned for the community, but I'm especially concerned for the children. I haven't yet heard a vocabulary to describe the phenomena, but the priest, the sisters, and I talk about it. We all acknowledge that it's real. We'll be seeing the negative fallout in these matters in the months and years to come. I'm concerned for violent acting out. It's happening. Suicides, attempted suicides, it's happening. Drug use, overdoses, it's all around us. This is not normal, and it's negatively affecting our communities, and we need healthy communities. In the gospel, we hear Jesus say, "At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent out ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit." He knew he was on his last journey back to Jerusalem, where he knew he would die. And so there, he and his disciples are moving from the north of Israel south toward Jerusalem, and he's sending them out. They've had 3 years of formation. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." He said to them, "Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves." That's us coming out of the pandemic. There's a wolf world out there. The post-COVID world is full of wolves, and there's not enough talk about it. He instructed them, "Cure the sick and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" Our religion is not a sideshow. It's not an entertainment. The kingdom of God is real, and it's the solution to these problems. Our faith calls us into contact with the world around us, just like Jesus sent them out to be in contact. We've never seen things get so bad so fast as in the past 2 years. And economic predictions are for them to become even worse over the next 2 years, with more shortages. There's no end in sight to the inflation. It's having a huge impact on the poorer members of our community. A lot of stress on the families. Now is the time. Now is the time that we are called forth to go. We need laborers. We need to proclaim the kingdom of God. We're going to be called upon to live our faith and witness when times are tough. And personally, I'd like to see a lot more of our children in Catholic schools. And that's my campaign. That's my battle. That's the hill I want to climb and die on. I'd like to see a lot more people, a lot more families participate. Families should be seeking ministries in service to the community. That's healthy. It's on, healthy on so many levels as we get to know the community around us. Jesus said, "Go on your way." That's for us. "Behold, I'm sending you like lambs among wolves." There's nothing comfortable ahead of us. Cure the sick. How? Well, first of all, know it when you see it. Proclaim the kingdom of God. God's plans are so much greater than the things we're experiencing now. The kingdom of God, that's where we will find real hope. And we can't do this as individuals. We're social. Humans are social. We have to do this together. I think the Holy Spirit will lead us into the things we have to do. We just have to be aware of how bad things are in our community, with our neighbors.